The first reading today, St. Paul warns us of the day that would come when people would not tolerate sound doctrine. But he says, having itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers according to their own lusts and turn away from hearing the truth and turn aside rather to fables. This is an important point because in the gospel, Jesus tells us that not one jot or tittle will be taken away from the law until it is completely fulfilled. So everything that God has said is truth. Everything that he has said is going to be fulfilled, just as he said it was going to be fulfilled. We keep looking at things and somehow thinking that because we're living in such an advanced society or whatever it is that we want to think, that somehow this doesn't affect us anymore. Well, that might have been something that people a couple of thousand years ago could understand, but that's not where we're at now. We've grown beyond this. No, we haven't. What we've done is exactly what St. Paul reminds us of or warns us of, followed fables. We've followed things that are shiny and glittery, exactly what St. John warned us of, to be careful of that because that's what the world offers. We've got a new mousetrap. We've got a better way. We've got a way that's more fun. We've got something more exciting. It's just like all of these things that'll say things like, you can lose weight and you can eat anything you want. You don't have to exercise. Like, really? And you're going to lose weight too. Unless you've got cancer, I don't know how that's going to work. But it doesn't. But it sure sounds nice, especially for people like me. That's a heck of a deal. But it doesn't work. Neither do any of the other things. But they sure sound good because they're telling us what we want to hear. But isn't that again what St. Paul warns us of? Teachers who will tickle their ears. Teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. And that's a problem that we've got today. Certainly it's been throughout, but it's especially so today. Because we've got this idea in our relativistic society that everything is equal. It doesn't matter how ludicrous it is, it's all equal because it's all opinion. There isn't any objective truth anymore. Until, interestingly, you try to suggest that your opinion is different than theirs, and then all of a sudden they have objective truth. But regardless of the foolishness of their arguments, we need to be able to look at this and say, no, the truth cannot change. It just can't. The truth is the truth. And God is the truth, and God cannot change. So if God cannot change, nor can he lie nor deceive, then everything that he has spoken is truth. His revelation is truth. So as we watch, as people try to pick these things apart, or tell people, I can't tell you how many times over the years that I've talked to people who are converts, and they say things like, well, but what I was taught is that we don't have to believe that anymore. It's like, really? Well, these are just minor things, you know, like not something like, yeah, if you want to go to a procession or if you want to do this devotion, that's up to you. No, these are minor things like you don't have to believe in purgatory, or you don't have to believe in Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, or you don't have to believe that Jesus really rose from the dead, or whatever. I mean, just these tiny little things that they just want to deny. It's like, what a bunch of garbage. There is no way of being able to look at this and say, oh, we don't believe that anymore. The truth cannot change. The problem is that if you talk about things like confession or purgatory or things like that, well, that makes people uncomfortable. Because again, we go back to that same nonsense that we just heard a little bit ago. If you can eat whatever you want and you don't have to exercise and you can lose weight, then guess what? I got another one for you. You can do anything that you want. You don't have to repent, and you're going to heaven. And on top of it, you're going straight to heaven because there is no purgatory. And God just loves you so much that he would never, ever send you to hell. So therefore, you don't have anything to worry about. There's an island someplace that I want to sell you to and some marshland that you can buy. And boy, you can make a fortune on it too, I'm telling you. Yeah. But doesn't that sound so much nicer than saying things like, you need to quit sinning? You need to repent? There could be eternal consequences to our actions. We could wind up in purgatory for who knows how long? That poor girl from Fatima that would be in purgatory until the end of the world? But, I mean, yeah, you don't have to believe that either, right? The Mother of God said it, but, you know, we don't need to worry about little things like that. Because it's inconvenient to us. Because we want to hear what we want to hear. Because we have our own opinion. And who are these men over in Rome think that they are to say something that's different from my opinion? So we need to look at it rather seriously and say, no, I need to conform myself to the truth. And when we live in a society where the priests and the bishops are not telling us the truth, then again, we have to be really careful because we have to be able to say, with St. Peter and St. John, we must be obedient to God rather than men. If they ask us to do something legitimate, even if we don't like it, we need to be obedient. If they are asking us to accept something that is contrary to the teaching of the church, we must be disobedient. It is that simple. Just as Pope John Paul pointed out, as the church has taught right along, if there are laws that are unjust, not only do we have a right to disobey, we have an obligation to disobey. Well, if somebody wants to tell you that you don't have to believe this or that, that is an infallible teaching of the church, you don't just have a right to disagree, you have an obligation. We have an obligation to conform ourselves to the truth because the truth will set us free. We have an obligation to conform ourselves to the truth because the truth is a person and you are made in the image and likeness of that person. And the only way you are going to find the fulfillment of your life is to be able to conform to the truth so that you can have perfect conformity to charity. And there is no real charity without the truth. So we have to be able to see it in the proper light of God's revelation. There are some truths that are hard. They are difficult. It would be a whole lot easier to believe whatever else. But whatever else isn't the truth. And so we need to reject all the nonsense. We need to accept the truth. Because even in a society where they have rejected the truth and gone after fables, the truth is still going to set you free. The other stuff is just going to enslave you. It might look exciting, it might look fun, it's a whole lot easier. And where is it going to get you? In trouble. Because you're still going to have to come back and face the truth that my sins are going to have consequences. If I don't repent, they could have eternal consequences. So we need to make sure that we're recognizing the truth, we're accepting the truth, we're conforming ourselves to the truth. Because the truth is Jesus Christ.